recipe for a hot date. First, undress to impress, showing just enough cleavage to stir your senses. Invite me in. And there we are, a little drink. So you think I like a nice cocktail because you like the way I say there are no drinks named. I'm saving myself for marriage. Or looking for a commitment. Instead, you serve me a blowjob. A drink to turn every man's head. If I were to order it across a bar. Promise. A half-filled shot glass of Bailey's Irish Cream and half amaretto almond liqueur. With whipped cream to add a suggestive appearance. Drink it without using my hands so that the whipped cream spurts everywhere and leaves you to lick up such a pretty mess. Or share. Slow berries. Is this the right time of year to check for them on the bush? A slow, comfortable screw. Slow gin for the slow. Southern comfort for comfortable. And orange juice and vodka for the screw, as in screwdriver. The imagination. Or if you really want to get me laid out on the floor, a few martinis shaken and stirred. It's funny, honey. I think that might have been a Russ Abbott character rather than James Bond. I like him, I think it makes me smile. happened so to the starter. A cheeky chicken satay. I could dine on succulent sausage, knobbly knockwurst. And yes, some women do like an exciting, exotic sounding foreign sausage. But I am a girl who much prefers to munch on a good old fashioned English banger. I like finger food. There's nothing wrong with getting sticky fingers. Spicy satay. So for this dish, you smack the chicken thoroughly, but try to eat a little more tenderly to suck the meat off the bone. Something sweet and sticky and finger licking good. It's just an open invitation for my tongue to do whatever I want to with it in your kitchen. I suppose it might be like Christmas. Getting more pleasure from giving than receiving. So, over to a mutually beneficial arrangement. My tongue writing a thank you note. Crafty poke. A pink hot tongue finished licking. I will be well and truly basted. One small ginger, two garlic cloves, zest and juice of one lime, then a teaspoon of the clear honey, and a tablespoon of soy sauce. Tablespoon of mild curry powder and three of smooth peanut butter. 500 grams of skinless chicken. Breast fillets, and then a can of coconut milk and vegetable oil, cooked rice and lime wedges, and to serve cucumber salad, a whole cucumber, and two tablespoons of white wine vinegar, golden caster sugar in sweet chili sauce, that's optional. A bunch of coriander. Skewer the chicken on a platter and serve with the rice and the lime wedges, a little bit on the side. The main course. Chicken, lettuce, D cups, saute. The dish is stacked. Generous lettuce leaf cups. Full, fresh and voluptuous. No flat-chested feasting here. No need for implants to help fill these out. Gorge on chicken breasts, supple and pouting. Not to mention double delicious. For the ingredients, plum or hoisin sauce, a tablespoon of soy sauce, and one of vegetable oil. Oyster sauce, too. A small lettuce head. Two chicken breasts. Three mushrooms sliced thinly. Two green onions chopped coarsely. And two garlic cloves, sliced thinly. And a handful of chopped peanuts. The chicken needs to be minced finely with your sharpest knife and marinated in the soy sauce and oyster sauce to make the juices run slick. And wet. This may take 15 minutes. Saute the garlic, green onions, and mushroom with the vegetable oil until they are soft. Throw in the chicken and the nuts and fill up the lettuce cups with your goodies and a teaspoon or so of the plum or hoisin sauce must be added to each cup and a healthy scoop of the minced chicken filling. Serve them freely and let them recline like wanton harlots on a silver platter. Share with the spirit of abandon and with loving on your mind. Once that's gone down, you have dessert, I presume. Sweet chocolate cherry bombs. You ask if I would give you my cherry. Perhaps if you asked very, very nicely. So for this we need devil's food cake mix and 1/4 cup of water, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, and 3 eggs. Then some frosting, a whole tub, maraschino cherries, the ones with stems, and tempered semi-sweet chocolate. For dessert, some men like a good tart, or perhaps a French fancy. Ticklish has come dressed as a French maid. But if you're not stuffed by this time in the date, you're losing your touch. So you must reveal your secret. Two-thirds of a cup of shortening for this. 3/4 of a cup of sugar. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla essence. 1/4 cup of butter milk. 1 teaspoon of red gel food colouring, and 2 cups of all-purpose flour, and 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, and salt to taste. A red velvet rose sandwich. And marshmallow buttercream. Has that whetted your palate? Really should invite a friend. A Sunday evening spit roast. Perhaps suckling pig and a little crackling. Or a plump bird who needs a good stuffing. You bring the Prosecco. What an appetite you have. What an imagination. Hmm?